Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line, after a brilliant performance in Dallas, working with the great Merrill Reese, is the great Mike Quick, and he is on with us right now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Mike,
how's everybody?
Thank you so much for doing this, because I loved the work you did on Sunday. You guys you were right on top of the story. First play of the game, Mike, when they say the ball is in the possession of the Dallas Cowboys, what were you thinking?
I thought Merrill was going to jump out of the booth.
Yes.
So I locked onto him so he couldn't jump out. I just thought it was horrible. I could not believe that they made that call. It didn't reverse the call that they made on the field. After, you know, they've got this safe where you can go to New York and they look at it and, you know, so that you definitely get it right. They still got it wrong. That's just so hard for me to believe.
Yeah, we can't believe it now. It's 4 days later. We can't believe they looked at that and didn't think it was the Eagles' ball. There was no Cowboy there. It was all Eagle players, Mike.
Yeah, it still just blows my mind that, you know, that sort of thing still happens with all the fail safes that they have in place. Why do they even call New York? What's the purpose?
Yeah. Malcolm Jacobs was right. Somebody was hitting the bottom. but now, Mike, I want to do the second one, because I think on this one, Merrill had to hold on to you, or you were going to jump out, because you were a great wide receiver, and you know what pass interference is. And Dallas Goedert, which would have been a touchdown if they reviewed it, because he was in the end zone. They call pass interference. Here, listen to Mike Quick during the broadcast. Listen to this, Mike.
It's the worst call today. Now, I've seen bad calls, but this offensive pass interference is the worst call of the day. And this guy's coming from all the way downfield. He can't even see the call that he's making.
All right, Mike, was that pass interference?
There is no way. But and I was, he did have the worst angle of any of the other officials, and he's going to throw the flag from all the way downfield, looking at an angle where he couldn't really see how bad the connection was or how bad the bump was at the top of the route. It was terrible, and I just couldn't hold back from saying it was terrible.
Right, and you still believe now that was even a worse call than the fumble on the first play of the game. Is that right, Mike?
Listen, that was 14 points. Yep. Because they probably would have scored on the first, you know, after that first turnover, it should have been. And Dallas should have had a touchdown. That's 14 points. That's a huge difference in the football game.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, I'm really curious about a couple of things. Fun. Can you explain why the Eagles are so lackluster offensively early in just about every game this year?
I don't think anyone can explain that, because I've listened to every explanation and none of them seem to make sense to me.
Right. I don't get it either. But, Mike, here's what I'm trying to figure out. When they obtained Golden Tate, all of us said, wow, he's going to be a big, impactful guy because he's a great guy, yards after the catch. But we haven't seen him use him that way. What are you seeing? Why aren't they using Tate the way they used him in Detroit?
It's a totally different offense than Detroit. That's part of it. And the other part is you have guys that have pretty much the same skill sets as Golden Tate. So I thought that, you know, having him, you've got an extra weapon. So it's always nice to have another weapon, but you've got guys with the same skill set. So I don't see where he's going to stand out to make that big of a difference. If you got a guy that you're going to throw the ball deep to, that's going to spread the defense out because of his speed, that's a guy that you don't use or you don't have if you do, or you don't use him if you do have him. And I think they do have him, but they don't do that. But that to me is the missing element from this offense when you look at the way they pass the football, that you're not vertical enough and you're not threatening defenses enough vertically.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you didn't, in my mind, necessarily need another tape.
Well, here's the thing, Mike. I listen to every broadcast you and Merrill do. I learn every broadcast a lot about the games that I'm watching. And you really would love to see the Eagles throw the ball more to Alshon Jeffrey. Is that correct?
I'd love to see them throw the ball more downfield,
yeah,
vertically, and not just Alshon Jeffrey, spreading the ball around. When I look at the stat sheet and you've got five guys with one reception and you've got one guy with 8-10 receptions, that to me is not spreading the ball around enough. I think you have to get everybody involved and keep people off balance. That is the way I think that you're going to be most productive,
Mike,
spreading the football around.
Is that more on the quarterback or the offense coordinator? Because I heard Groh say yesterday, well, you know, we only have one football. Like, we were under the impression there were a lot more footballs being used in football games. So I'm just wondering, you know, does that fall on Carson to make more adjustments at the line to get more people involved, or for them to call it?
I think it's more the quarterback and his decision of where he's going to go with the football. I think it's more of that, because it's based on what the defense is doing, where the ball should go, where the ball has to go. So I think it's more of the quarterback and his decision making.
All right, Mike, is he regressing this year? Compare him last year to this year.
Well, it's hard to compare because I don't think he's fully healthy.
Mm.
And you know, when I went back and looked at tape from last year, just the movement and all the things that he could do last year, I'm not seeing the same type of movement, not the same guy that's getting out of harm's way when there's pressure around him, not the same guy throwing on the move. It's hard to compare because he's not as healthy as he was last year.
Do you think that Doug Peterson has strategically changed, Mike? I keep thinking about the two-point conversion after the they could have gone for two with a minute 39 to go to get the lead, the first lead in the game on Sunday, and he went for one. And I don't know that he would have done that last year. Do you see him being at least a little more conservative than he was in the Super Bowl year?
I would say yes. I just think that last year everything was clicking. Everything was working. And every time this team needed a play, they got it. If it was third and one or third and five, they got it. They were able to convert. And this year is just not happening. But, you know, perfect example to me, and I mentioned this yesterday, that last play of the game when Rasul Douglas is in perfect position,
yeah,
if he puts his hand on the ball last year, the ball ends up on the ground.
Yep.
This year, it goes up in the receiver's hand, and they score a touchdown to win the game.
So true. You're 100% right. I only have one more for you, Mike, because I got to watch you when you were a player, and you're one of the best receivers this city's ever seen, and I think you're a Hall of Famer. And I just wonder, I never asked you this, and I'd love to hear, do you think Terrell Owens belongs in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
You do?
And I also believe that because of his play on the field, because he was so dominant, I believe that his first time up, that he was a Hall of Famer. And I know that that's a controversial thing, but I'm just basing it on what he did between the lines. Right. And I think that T.O.'s the Hall of Famer. Yeah,
Mike,
I do.
Who's the greatest receiver you ever saw play?
Other than Mike Quick? Let me think.
Yeah, other than Mike Quick. Mike Quick is in that conversation with me,
no,
Mike. He is.
No,
you are.
All, not at all.
Who would it be, though?
Well, I don't know if there's anyone, but Jerry Rice is certainly up there.
Yeah.
But see, when you look at receivers, they're the last guy in the chain. So, yeah, they're great receivers, but it's got to be the system that you're in. It's got to be the quarterback. It's got to be the way he throws the ball. But when you have all of that working in concert and you've got Jerry Rice, yeah, he becomes the best because he had a great system and he had a quarterback that could hit him on the run regularly, and he took advantage of that. So I would say it's Jerry Rice.
Mike, I have one last thing I want to say to you. It's not a question. I just want to say it to you because I was a great admirer of you when you played here. I got to cover the Eagles when you were a player here.
I remember.
You are every bit as good as a broadcast analyst of the games as you were as a player. And I mean that. Jeez. You're every bit as good. Mike, you're amazing at both jobs. Amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Wow. I really appreciate that. Every time Rhea calls me to come on in the morning, I feel like I'm going into the principal's office. So I feel like I got out of this one pretty unscathed.
Mike, you're awesome. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, guys.
If you're not listening to that guy, that whole broadcast is phenomenal.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.